My family and I had the privilege of living out in West Texas among the farmers and ranchers out there for a number of years. And one of the things that we quickly realized is the preciousness of water. And they're just out there. I mean, there's no life that can exist apart from a water well or some living, you know, supply of water. And I know the same is true for us here in South Texas and really most of our state. We have a great appreciation for the preciousness of water. If any of you have been out to, you know, Big Bend, I mean, one of the things that you're struck with is just the vast beauty of that place, but the scarcity of water out there and really how dangerous it is without having a supply of water nearby. I don't know if you all realize it, but our bodies are made up of 60% water. So, you know, our hydration levels are going up and down all the time. We're evaporating water. We're getting thirsty. Most of us live underhydrated. We're always trying to drink enough water. But you can go without food for a few weeks, but you cannot make it without water. This feeling of being thirsty, there's a sense of urgency there. It's the body's dashboard light. It's the warning light that God has implanted in us that says, you know, you are running low on a vital ingredient of your life. You know, check water level. Check water level. There's something just unique about water. It's a strange substance, but it's the only thing that can quench your thirst when you are truly thirsty. We have to have it. As we journey through this season of Lent and we continue to reflect on Christ's seven words from the cross, the third word that we are reflecting on is this morning is Christ says from the cross, "I thirst." A peculiar thing to say for somebody who has been through all that he has been through is at his last few breaths of life. And he says, "I thirst." And it causes us to ask, why did he say that? I mean, perhaps he was thirsty for water, for something to quench his physical need at the time. But we have to ask ourselves, given the circumstance, he must have been asking for something more, a deeper thirst, something of a cry out to his heavenly Father to come and to satisfy that thirst that only his heavenly Father could satisfy. And it takes me back to the fourth chapter of John, John's Gospel, when Jesus is in Samaria and he finds himself at the heat of the day at a well. And there's nobody there except for one woman who is there at an odd time of day to draw water. And he gets into an interesting dialogue with the woman at the well. And he begins to talk to her about another kind of water, a living water, if you will. And she asks him, she says, "Sir, where do you get this living water?" And he said, "Everyone who drinks of this well will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give will never thirst. You see, the water that I give will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Jesus acknowledges a truth that not only the Samaritan woman knew well, that our physical thirst is temporary and fleeting, but our spiritual thirsts go on and are much deeper. They're a thirst that can only be satisfied by God. And this thirst it has the same kind of warning system within us all. We have a light within us that is flashing. You know, check your spiritual water. Check your living water. Check that water that can only feed your soul. Our warning lights are flashing. We are thirsty for so much, and our warning lights are flashing, but we're not quite sure how to quench it. We tend to run after the things of the flesh, the things of the world, the things that only temporarily satisfy or cannot at all satisfy, or the things that actually imitate fool us into thinking they are life-giving and they're really life-taking. Jesus says the water that I give is living water. He talks about this welling up to eternal life. It's like an artesian well, right? Spring-fed, fresh water, never running dry, year-round. Flows continuously so that we feed upon it. And our roots grow deep. And our foundation is firm and we never go thirsty. Christ, calling Himself the living water, the source of life, that feeds our souls and gives us life. God has been trying to tell us this all along. You stay focused on me and feed upon me and I will supply your need. Take your eyes off me and run after flashy things that don't fulfill and you will grow dry and hungry. But turn and feed upon me and I'll be there. You know the old adage, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. We're sometimes stiff-necked and bull-headed and we don't know that there's water right below our noses if we would just turn and drink. We can die in the desert if we don't recognize the living water that God has come to give us. If you're listening to that epistle reading this morning, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Paul reminds us that God provided for His people in the desert. They complained. They thought that He had taken them out to the desert to die. They said, "What have you done?" But no, He had drawn them into a deeper, more intimate relationship, one that required them to depend on Him for both physical and spiritual needs. And they finally figured that out. Paul says that they all ate of the same spiritual food and all drank of the same spiritual drink. They drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. And he says that rock was Christ. That is an amazing claim. An aha moment. That Christ was with them in the desert, sustaining them, giving them the living water. He was feeding them both physically and spiritually. You know, we often think that we live by water alone, but we don't. We live by God's word as well. We live by His Spirit as well. We need the physical and the spiritual together. We think that if we just get our physical needs met, that we're okay, we're good, we're safe. But we're not. We know that it's insufficient. We know that we don't have enough. We know that we need the physical and the spiritual. And only God provides that. They both come from the same place. We shouldn't think that when we have our spiritual needs met that God has blessed us. We need to think that God is satisfying us spiritually as well. So I ask you, what is it that you thirst for? In the midst of this land of plenty, what is it that your soul thirsts for? Do we not all thirst for more out of life? More out of love? A more complete love? A more complete life? A more complete peace? Do we not thirst for knowing that our life has meaning and purpose? Do we not thirst for healing and forgiveness? You know, Lord knows we often try to satisfy these with all kinds of other false substitutes. Like the old song goes, looking for love in all the wrong places. We know that our lives can only be sustained by that one thing that is eternal, Christ Himself. And Jesus knows that we yearn for so much more. And He has come that we might have this life and have it to the fullest. He says in John chapter 7, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow within them. And by this he's speaking of the Holy Spirit that has come upon those of us who are baptized into Christ, into His saving life. We have the Holy Spirit that is here for us, the living water. All we have to do is call upon Him and say, come Holy Spirit, come and fill the hearts of your faithful servants. Sustain our dry and thirsty souls with your living water. You know, I thirst for what Jesus is promising. I don't know what I need, really, but I know that God knows. And so I call out to Him and I say, you know, come and give me what I need. Give me that peace which passes all understanding. Give me that healing that I need. Give me that forgiveness, that grace, that wholeness. Give me a Spirit-filled life. And I pray this for our world that we live in that seems so confusing and broken. I pray this for our church family. I pray this for my own children as they find their way in this life. I mean, they need to know where to find the living water. And I pray this, you know, for myself as I seek to be a servant and a follower of His. You know, I try to live my life at the well. Come to the well. Come and drink. Come and be satisfied. Whoever is thirsty, let them come and drink from the well of life. Amen.